Well, Australia's two biggest internet providers have agreed to voluntarily filter their customers. They happen also to be the nation's biggest telecommunications companies, Optus and Telstra. To explain his company's involvement, I'm joined now by Maha Krishnapillai, who's head of corporate and government affairs at Singtel Optus. Mr. Krishnapillai, why has your company agreed to start filtering?
Oh, look, I think we've always supported our customers' desire for us to help block the worst of the worst. So what we've said is we will put in place a blocking mechanism for child pornography. Now, it's only one part, listening to your previous speaker, one part of the solution. We're certainly not saying that it will block peer-to-peer or VPN-type traffic. There are other mechanisms we're working with the Federal Police on for that. And we're certainly not saying it takes away people's responsibility to have some sort of security filter in place. I mean, just because we have a police force doesn't mean you don't lock your door. What we're saying is that we have the technology, it doesn't slow down the internet, and we know that we can block it, so we should do whatever we can to block child pornography.
But will this apply to all your customers, or will they have the choice to be in or out of this system?
Well, I guess child pornography is not something that I would suspect any of our customers want us to make available, so we'll be blocking where we can all child pornography sites. Now, remember, in the Australian context, if we get a notice from the Federal Police, we have a takedown order, which means that the site, if it's hosted in Australia, is illegal and is taken down. The problem we have is international sites, and so the only way we can deal with that is to block those. And I suspect all of our customers want us to block child pornography sites.
And where will the information about those sites come from? Will you be relying on the government for that list?
Well, I guess that's the thing we welcome today from the Minister's announcement. We understand a lot of people have had some real concerns about what should and shouldn't be refused classification material, and that has been an ongoing debate. I must say a lot of misinformation throughout that debate. We've said rightly that the Attorney-General should make the decision around what should be on that refused classification list, and we've said that we would like to see some transparency measures so that we fully understand exactly how URLs get onto that list and how people can make sure that if they have a complaint about it, they can go somewhere to get that put on the list.
But will your company have to check? Will your company have to check that list itself to ensure that it's only the types of sites you've agreed to have blocked that are being put on that government blacklist?
Absolutely. So we will be relying, because we are not the people who should be making those, we're a telecommunications company, we are going to be relying on the Attorney General's Department and the ACMA to give us a list of child pornography sites that they want us to block.
You say it won't affect speed. That has been one of the issues raised by people, that filtering by its nature has to have some effect on speed. How can you be sure that it won't?
Well, I guess this was a concern raised a good 12 months ago, and that's why we put in place a trial with the government, and we have had a trial in place about 12 months ago. It had no discernible effect on speed, because we're only talking about a very small number of URLs or websites or links, so it had no discernible effect on speed.
And can I clarify, this is to your domestic customers, because I gather Optus and Telstra control a lot of the big internet pipes that connect Australia to the rest of the world. Where will you be applying the filtering?
It is for Australian customers. And look, there will be...
But it's just your domestic customers.
Right. There's a range of IT systems we have to put in place to make this work. But let me emphasise again, it does not mean that people do not have to have security filters in place for themselves. All it is really doing is trying to block a small number of the worst of the worst. We know we can do it technically, and therefore we will do it.
Now, where does this leave the government's push for a mandatory filter? If big ISPs like yourselves can implement a filter these ways, does the government need to press ahead with a mandatory filter?
Oh, look, I mean, we want to see the outcome of the refused classification review first, because clearly our view is that as long as it's a limited number of URLs, we are able to block and filter that. But we also want to continue to work with the government in terms of what should be included on the list, and how we put that in, what's the best way, if you like, to put that into place. Now, one of the reasons we've said we want to step up and offer this voluntarily is that we think there are ways of the industry cooperating to do that without the need for mandatory legislation. However, in the absence of, just to be very clear, if legislation is required, we'll quite happily work with government on that.
Okay. Maha Krishnapillai, Head of Corporate and Government Affairs at Singtel Optus. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.